Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we have open lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to call now and hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. If you have a Bible question or something perhaps about the Revelation, or if you have a nagging, lingering personal issue that you'd like to discuss, we've opened the phone lines just for you. Right now, they're available at 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Well, now in the final couple of days of our study of Revelation, Bob.
This is when it gets really exciting. You know, we've heard all of these promises or read promises in the Bible about the time when everything is going to become new. Well, Revelation 21 is when that time happens. We see right there at the very beginning that all things are being made new, new heavens, new earth. It's just amazing stuff. Richard, you've studied a lot in the book of Hebrews, and there's this very important passage in Hebrews 10:1. The law is merely a shadow of the things to come, not the realities themselves. Well, here in Revelation 21, we see the real stuff.
Well, we do, and we still can't really imagine it, but this is the real deal. This is the reality we're waiting for.
Yeah, the Jerusalem that we pilgrimage to and walk the streets and just have been there, and it's just an incredible place. You know, that's just a shadow of what's going to be the new Jerusalem.
Yes.
And that's what we see descending down from God. So we realize that this city that we're going to inhabit, is its architect is God himself. And it's going to be our dwelling place. It's going to be the place where God dwells with us. And that is the end of the gospel story. When I say end, not the last chapter, that's the goal. That is what God has done all of this work in Christ to accomplish, to prepare a place so that we can be with him forever. We can be his people, and he is our God. Uh-huh. And it is going to be an incredible, incredible scene when it all comes to fruition. And we're just going to be blown away.
Astounded.
Absolutely. I mean, just the vision of it in Revelation 21 is breathtaking in and of itself. But when it actually happens, it's going to be incredible. The other thing we see in this particular chapter is the bride. We're invited to this wedding. We've been prepared for this. We're wearing the garments. And how does John describe this bride? What is it?
It's the city. It carried me away, to the city coming down out of heaven from God, all prepared with God's people in it. It might be God's people.
Right.
The whole thing is just, it is everything that God has ever named about us made real.
Absolutely. And we are, that new Jerusalem. God's dwelling place is in us. We see that represented at that Pentecost when God gave his spirit. Mm-hmm. His spirit came to live in the hearts of men. We see Paul write about that in Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We see that we are the temple of God. All of these images and shadows of the real thing are coming to an end. We see what they are all talking about, and it's in this city, this new Jerusalem. God has architected it in such a way that we are the building blocks. We are that city, and God finds his dwelling place in us. It's just an amazing reality. So we are the bride of Christ. We've been prepared holy and blameless before him. He's coming back for us, and this is going to be just one of those powerful, powerful moments.
That is just great news, and this is Basic Gospel, where you're hearing it, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. Open lines if you'd like to join us on the phone, but 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of time, plenty of open lines, 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Queens and talk to our good friend Gil, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Gil.
Well, I'm your friend forever, tougher than leather. Praise the Lord for you guys. I want to share some scripture in light of salvation being a gift totally of Christ, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. One of them is John 14:6, where Jesus saith unto him, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And another concluding verse I wanted to share in light of redemption and salvation is Ephesians 1:7. It says, for in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, and according to the riches of his grace. In other words, grace, like, for example, God's riches at Christ's expense. It's all the work of Christ and a gift, and I appreciate the gift, and I am so glad that you guys said that that Jesus lives in us, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Like Paul says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? For you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Or as it says in the King James, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So I'm glad that we all belong to God, every true believer that loves the Lord. And I always send you guys an electronic hug, and happy Sheep Day to you.
Hey, thanks, Gil. Powerful passages there. And that's the whole issue right now. Are you in Christ or are you in the world? We're born into this world. We're citizens of the world. We're dead spiritually. And we need life. And when we respond to that gospel message, when we respond to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ by faith, things happen, supernatural things. We're taken out of death and placed into life. We go from darkness to light. We are placed, baptized into Christ Jesus. And it's there that we experience all the riches of his grace. And what makes that known to us is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit seals us. He's the deposit guaranteeing all that is written about in the book of Revelation, for example. Yes. So when it talks about this, everything's going to be made new, there's going to be new heavens, new earth, there's going to be a new Jerusalem, it's going to be inhabited by the people of God, that's talking about us. That's talking about believers. We're going to be there. That's the place that God has prepared. That's the place that Jesus went to prepare for us. And he's going to return so that we can take up our rightful spots, not because of anything we've done, but because of the free gift that he's given to us by grace. So good stuff today, Gil. Thank you.
And thank you. And even though I'm blind and I can't see, I'm grateful that God has opened my eyes. And I pray that he will open the eyes of other people, because Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he, meaning God, will make your path straight.
Absolutely.
And I always send you guys an electronic hug.
Well, we thank you for that, Gil. We really do.
Thanks, Gil.
Thank you, Bob Davis and Bob Christopher. And
thanks,
Richard. I love you.
Thanks, Gil. We love you,
so much.
Yes, indeed. Well, before we go to our next caller, I wanted to bring some exciting information to the table. I met with one of our board members today, handed me a check, and said, go out and tell your listenership to match this over the next 2 days. Mm-hmm. And it was a gift of $10,000.
Wow,
and just so grateful for his generosity, but are also very grateful for his idea. And I want to bring this opportunity to you, our listeners, over the next 2 days, today, tomorrow. We want to basically issue a challenge to match that $10,000. It doesn't mean that you have to give a whole bunch. Just give a little bit. What's on your heart to give? And if a whole bunch of people join in, 1,000 people, give $10, we've got it matched.
Sure.
Can that be done? You bet it can. It just takes people saying, hey, I want to jump in. I want to step up. I want to do exactly like that board member did. I want to give a gift right now. So that opportunity is on the table. We're presenting it to you. And please take advantage of it. Maximize your gift with this matching gift challenge. And we would be so grateful. And it's a wonderful opportunity to connect others to the love of Jesus Christ. That's what this giving to Basic Gospel is all about.
Yeah. And we're in the, Richard, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, it just struck me that what this person did is the grace of giving.
Yeah.
We're issuing a challenge, but getting that check was not conditional upon a whole bunch of people stepping up and doing something in order to earn it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was given freely, without compulsion, by the grace of God, and now we're offering other people the chance to follow suit. That's what makes this message different.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what makes it worth giving to, because this is life-saving stuff. It has nothing to do with earning it or jumping through hoops. It's all of Christ.
Join us, friends, and let's see if we can match that $10,000 in the next couple of days, as Bob Christopher mentioned. You can make your donation either of two good ways. First, call 1-800-727-2828. You can do that right now, as a matter of fact. 1-800-727-2828, or go online to basicgospel.net. Basicgospel.net, prominent links right on the homepage.
Yes, and if you want to send a check, you can certainly do that as well. Our address is Basic Gospel, 1225 East Rosemead Parkway, Rosemeade Parkway, Carrollton, Texas, Carrollton, Texas, 75007. So that's the address. If you want to drop a check, just put, I want to give based on the matching gift challenge.
Yeah.
And we'll know how to credit that. So join us. This is a wonderful opportunity. These things don't come our way very often, but when we do, we want to make them known to our listeners and to encourage them to join this challenge. So
absolutely.
Do so now, do so today.
Yeah, what a delight to hear that earlier today. Great, great gift of the ministry.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Utica, New York, and talk with James. Hi, James.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome.
I want to ask you a question. I'm from a fellowship in the Pentecostal church. You believe that of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, right? I've been doing some studying on this, and from 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, from the study that I have done, I've checked some commentaries and I don't believe that gift is for everyone. The gift
of tongues,
of praying in your heavenly language.
Yeah, well, it's not. No gift is for everyone. That's why we have a body. That's why there's diversity within the body. God issues gifts to people as He sees fit. So to say that everybody has to speak in tongues is a sign that you're saved, I think, is a misinterpretation of Scripture. I don't think the Bible gives us that message at all. There is a baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that's the baptism that places us into Christ, places us into life. So we were dead. So Jesus comes to us through this gospel message, and He says, I want to place you into life. I want to baptize you into life. Well, who is our life? Jesus Christ Himself. So we are baptized into Him. That's done by the Holy Spirit. That's when we are added to the church, to the body of Christ. Now, there are several places where that was evidenced by speaking in tongues. But I think there were very significant purposes as to why that happened. First, we see it happening with the Jews, that when the gift of the Spirit was given, that was evidenced by the speaking of tongues, and that those tongues were known languages. They weren't just ecstatic utterances. They were known languages. And so that was a sign that the Holy Spirit had been given to the Jewish people. And then we see the same happening with the Samaritans and the same happening with the Gentiles, that when the gift of God's Spirit was given to those people groups, there was evidence of that in the speaking of tongues. But that was to show that the gospel has now gone forth to Jew, Gentile, and Samaritan, that it was a gospel not just for the Jew, but for all people. And that's why Paul would write numerous times, anyone, whether Jew or Gentile, who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So there was a particular purpose in the gift of tongues as revealed in the book of Acts. Now there's a gift that God gives as he sees fit. It's a manifestation of the Spirit, and I believe it's, quite frankly, an evangelical gift, a tool to share Christ in situations where if that supernatural gift wasn't given, you wouldn't be able to communicate. That's how I see it. But not everybody is given that. If that was essential for salvation, you would just look at me and say that I was lost, or you'd look at Bob Davis and say he was lost. Why? Because we've never spoken in tongues. We've never.
I have not either.
Yeah, so
I have. That's the problem, is that when they ask me, do I have ever been baptized before with the evidence of speaking in tongues? I tell them no. I have prayed about that gift in the past, but I never received it. And after doing some studying on it, I have an understanding that the gift is not for everyone. And sometimes, you know, you get some brothers or sisters that look at me funny, like something is wrong with me.
Yeah. Well, James, here's what I think the real issue is with conversations. I think here's the issue that's underneath the gift of tongues. We're not sure we're saved. And so we want some sign that salvation has come to us. So that sign for many people is the gift of tongues. That's their assurance of salvation. And when, you know, they may go through a season or a period where that gift isn't evident in their lives, they start to question, am I genuinely saved? Why aren't I speaking in tongues like I once did? And so they start to question their salvation. So I think that's the real issue. But we have a greater sense of assurance than just a sign. We have the testimony of Christ himself. We have his finished work through his death, burial, and resurrection. And then we have the testimony of God's Spirit with our human spirit that we indeed belong to God. So our assurance is very clear. We don't need those external signs to show us that we are saved. So I think that's the real issue that is underneath, you know, the question about the gift of tongues. So James, you know you're saved. You know that you've received Christ. You know that you're alive. And so just stand firm on that foundation. And does that sound good?
It sounds very good. I just want to ask one more question about it. When I read 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14, are they talking about two different types of tongues here?
I don't think so. What they're really talking about is not necessarily the gifts. That's just kind of the issue that's pressing and bringing some other things to the surface. There was divisions. And a lot of those divisions were around the gifts. Some were saying, hey, our gift is better than your gift. And they would say, no, my gift's better than your gift. So there's all kinds of divisions within the body. So he uses the body imagery to show that we're one. We're all diverse. We all have different functions, different assignments, different roles. But when we carry those out, we do so as one single organism. So there's that aspect, which chapter 12 would cover. The second aspect is this sense of order. God is a God of order. And what was happening in the Corinthian church was just sheer chaos. So their services were just all over the place. And if somebody from the outside had come in and witnessed that, they would have put the crazy mark on the group. Why? Because they were acting crazy. They were chaotic. They were disorderly. And Paul was trying to bring some order to their services so that people could actually benefit from the teaching of the Word of God and the ministry of the body of Christ. So those are the two issues that Paul was addressing: divisions in the church and chaos in the services.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, James. Great question today. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this booklet, Our Guaranteed Future.
Amen. Thank you.
You hang on.
And the last couple of days for that offer for our listeners, Bob and Richard, Our Guaranteed Future, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel or for a gift of $50 or more, and hopefully getting up there and matching that $10,000 gift that we received today, we'll send you a copy of Richard's CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery. Just go to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Ralph in Long Island, New York, listening to us on WMCA as well. Hi, Ralph.
Hello, gentlemen. I want to thank you again for spreading the word and the understanding of the word. You guys helped me out tremendously.
Well, thank you.
What I wanted to share with you guys was, I know I called previously. I'm a new believer. I was baptized recently this weekend. I received Christ on June 9th. I was saved. One of the factors that led me to being aware of the word was in one of the visions, dreams that I had, was the book of Revelations. And I know that for the past couple of days, or maybe the past couple of weeks, you've been talking about it. And it definitely led me to reading it, not really understanding it, almost fearing what the end would be like. But that started my step forward, and then visions of Psalms and Proverbs in my dreams. But I wanted to ask you gentlemen a question. The purpose of me seeing the book of Revelations, I know I'm a believer. I've come to Christ. He's my Lord and Savior. I could not be any happier than dreaming that. But what would be your understanding of why I dreamt of Revelation? What was the purpose of me seeing that first?
Well, I don't know, Ralph. I mean, I think our dreams are just a cobbling together of kind of a lot of things that we've experienced in life. And, you know, we try to interpret, we try to, you know, put some meaning to it. It's just some of the things that we've been thinking about. I mean, you've probably been thinking about the end, you know, what's going to happen to me, what's going to happen to the world. That may have been something that has haunted you, has plagued your thinking, and you're not sure. You didn't have an answer, and maybe that's, you know, all of those questions, you know, sprang forth in a dream or something. That's just kind of my take on it. But the point is that maybe God used that to anchor you to truth, to anchor you to the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and bring you a sense of security as far as your relationship with the Lord is concerned, where you can face the future with a sense of confidence. So that's how I would look at it. But, you know, we never want to put a lot of stock in our dreams or visions or those sort of things. We want to anchor ourselves to the truth that is revealed to us in the Word of God. Well, good question today, Ralph. We certainly appreciate that, and thanks for hopping on the program with us.
Yes, indeed.
And we do want to mention to our listeners this great challenge in the next 2 days. If listeners can do whatever's in their heart to do, I think we can match this $10,000 gift.
Absolutely, and we were delighted that happened, and we hope you will step up and join us, because we really need your help, friends. We need it today. And for those of you, as we said earlier, this is the last couple of days for the offer for the booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, for a gift of any amount, or the 8-CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery, by Richard Piper, for a gift of $50 or more. And we hope that you'll make that and more come to fruition as we try to match this $10,000 very, very special challenge gift from this member of our board of directors. We hope you'll step up to the plate and help us hit a home run on this one. Again, you can go online to basicgospel.net. Prominent links right there on the homepage. Again, basicgospel.net. Or you can call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours to make the donation of your choice. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828. Help us match this $10,000 gift, friends. And what a day of rejoicing that will be. Absolutely. Well, we are out of time for this edition. We'll be back tomorrow for another one. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Bob Davis saying God bless you and have a great afternoon in the Lord Jesus. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.